You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
April the 4th, 2025. The sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. Live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently 31 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about 14 minutes or so, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot to talk about the weekend forecast. If you have any outdoor activities or travel plans for this weekend, we will have an opportunity to let you know what to expect and for the weekend and early into next week. That's coming up at 8:21 this morning. Then at the bottom of the hour, after an information update, we'll be joined, as we are every Friday, by Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter Mike Clemens. We will talk about a pretty good night last evening for the professional sports teams here in Wisconsin, as the Brewers made it three wins in a row, and the Bucks won for the second straight time. So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. And we're also getting closer and closer to the NFL draft. We're into April, so draft is coming close here to Green Bay and Wisconsin. So plenty to talk about with Mike Clemens at 8:34 this morning here on the program. Normally in the second hour, we're joined by Paul Micklick, but unfortunately, he's not able to make it today. In fact, it's actually for a good reason. He is down in Madison today and receiving an award as a District High School Football Coach of the Year, and 100% well-deserved. So no Paul Micklick today, but still plenty to talk about in what's been a very, very busy and interesting week. And we're going to do that, talk about sort of our own week in review coming up in the second hour with Election Day in the rearview mirror and so many other stories to talk about. And also I want to talk about, again, who is, you know, actually running right now the federal government. It's billionaires. And there is a billionaire that we should be talking about more. And I'm not talking about Elon Musk. I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about another member of the president's cabinet that I think needs to be focused on a little bit more. And during the second hour, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because he's been in the news recently. But I don't think to the level it should be, the level that Democrats should be pointing a finger at in terms of who is the president and his cabinet working for. Is it the billionaire or is it the average citizen? And I think the answer is becoming more and more clear. So we're going to discuss that coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. In addition to all of our audio sources of listening to the program, you can also join us by going to youtube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube. See a video stream, and also you can be part of the show. You can give us a call or give us a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. That number is either to call or to text us, and we'd love to hear from you here this morning. Before we go any further, I should also mention at the end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson, including a look at famous events that occurred on this date in history. Also, celebrity birthdays, events that are being acknowledged here today on April the 4th, and also our number for the day quiz. And we got a guy that's been hot the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. He was correct on Wednesday. He was correct on Thursday. That means he's already got himself a passing grade for the week. He's already clinched himself a winning week, but we want to add to it. We want to go out on a total high. We want to get a 75% week, which would that would be right up there. That'd be like the fourth best week you've ever had, because you've had the three 80% weeks, and now we're looking for a 75% week. And the man that will take that number for the day quiz at about 9:56 this morning is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Walsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. And it feels so much better when you see the sun shining, isn't it?
Yeah. It turned out to be a beautiful morning. It wasn't very windy.
No.
Still a little cold, but it's going to get better.
Yeah, it's going to warm up today. We're going
to
find out.
It's supposed to be a high, I think, of a 47, I think is what my phone said.
Well, we'll see what. Your phone may say one thing, but Brittany Merlot is the one that we truly.
My phone is not the most accurate when it comes
Brittany is the most accurate when it comes to the weather, right? She's always on top
Absolutely.
Of it. So we'll find out from Brittany. And, of course, Brittany keeps a close eye on it, because I don't know of anybody that takes advantage of the weather like she does. She loves to get out there. Whether it's in the winter, whether it's in the spring, summer, or fall, get out there.
She's always taking advantage. Absolutely.
Yep, enjoying what we have to offer here in Wisconsin. So are you traveling at all this weekend? Or are you hanging around the house? Any plans for this weekend? Well, have some fun, a little bit of fun somewhere along the line?
Well, actually, I think this weekend is going to be pretty quiet. I'm not
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with taking a, a weekend off to just unwind and
decompress.
Absolutely, decompress and take it easy. And I don't know if you heard about this in the entertainment world yesterday, but a legend in Hollywood has passed away. Val Kilmer.
Yes, yes.
Has passed away at 65.
Yep, he did, and a lot of folks have been giving great tributes.
Yeah.
And actually, one that was, I thought, was a wonderful tribute for an actor was Jennifer Tilly, who is also an actor.
Mm.
And she told a story back when she was auditioning for The Doors, the movie The Doors.
Mm.
And, you know, she said that there were so many folks there to audition for both the Jim Morrison part and for the lead female part in the movie, the girlfriend role of Jim Morrison. And she said they were just, you know, the whole room was filled. They were basically being, you know, outside into the halls. There were so many people there for the auditions for those two roles.
Jeez.
And then all of a sudden, she said, this convertible comes flying in. Jumping out is this guy with the long hair, wearing leather pants, wearing no shirt, just strolling in. The music coming from that car was loud Doors music. The guy just strolled right in, and people were saying, who is that? And she says it was Val Kilmer, and she said by that point, everybody knew that they found Jim Morrison, that he just walked in, and then all those other folks that were there to audition for the part of Jim Morrison, everybody knew that the guy that just came in, totally in character, totally dressed, totally having the bearing of Jim Morrison, Val Kilmer was going to do that. And I remember, actually, I remember back in the day when I was much younger, we don't see this any, I don't think anymore at the Grand, but they actually used to have some movies that would come to the Grand Theater. They would, you know, many years ago.
In the past, they used to have, play like a, I don't think it was all black and white movies, but they played a lot of classic movies.
Well, the thing that, but they actually played The Doors there. I saw The Doors,
nice.
The movie The Doors there, and saw Val Kilmer. And I think when you look at his career, he had a number of roles that were considered outstanding performances. I mean, he really was a guy that, he didn't really want to be a star. He wanted the best roles that he could really put his arms around, and he got into that role. And I remember and actually one of the things I enjoy doing when I'm off is I'm watching YouTube, and I'll watch old Siskel and Ebert movie review shows.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I recently had watched one of the shows where they reviewed The Doors, and one of them, I can't remember which one of them, basically said, you know, wasn't a huge fan of the movie, but Val Kilmer's performance was award worthy. I mean, he said that it Fantastic. Was just incredibly into that role. I mean, nobody could have got into that role like Kilmer did. And it was unfortunate that he had gotten the cancer.
Yeah,
and
throat cancer,
and he basically couldn't talk at the end of his life.
I remember a lot of his classic roles. I mean, he actually did an animated film. He was the voice of Moses in The Prince of Egypt back in 1997. And of course, he can't forget his unforgettable role as heist man in a Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Yep.
And she made a cameo in the Top Gun Maverick movie as well. And that was just great to have him back. And he was also a Batman in Batman Forever alongside Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones and Chris O'Donnell. And just...
And he did it only once because he didn't want that, I think, that kind of fame.
Well, that was the only time he played Batman.
And it was a good movie. I mean, he was a much better Batman than George Clooney was. I think the man had that ability to do it, but he was not the type that wanted to be typecast as Batman. And I think
that's understandable, because you don't want to...
You did it once?
You're an actor, and you don't want to be stuck in a certain role or, a genre. It's okay to say no and do something else.
But... Exactly. Great loss
he's
for
quite a legend,
actors.
Though.
Yep. I want to remind folks that today is an exciting day because we begin our coverage of high school spring sports today.
Yeah.
Our first high school softball broadcast. I will be heading over to DC Everest today as the Wausau West Warriors. There's a big event. It's sort of it's indoors because obviously the weather has not been great and it's still wet out there, but they have this beautiful Green Heck Turner Center. And they're able to play indoors softball. Mm. It's the ceiling's a little low to play a regular baseball game, but I think they'll be able to do the softball.
Someday I need to go inside that building and see what it looks like, because I've only ever seen the outside, and it's huge. I don't even know what the inside looks like.
Yeah, the first time I actually went inside to see this area that they can play softball and baseball, and there's a football turf down there. It was earlier this week. But I'll be heading back over there this afternoon as Wausau West will take on Lakeland in the season opener. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 2:50 and the first pitch at 3 o'clock. So hopefully you can join us for Wausau West High School softball today here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We're going to come back in just over 2 minutes and find out about our weather forecast. When will these outdoor games be played? Hmm. We'll find out how the weather looks for the weekend with Brittany Merlot coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again, also at YouTube.com. Go to YouTube.com and subscribe to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to see video streams of our show live, and also go back and see previous shows as well, again, on our 98.9 WXCO channel. And don't forget, you can be part of the show. Call or text 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And again, as I take a peek off to Am I right? Look out to Washington Street here in downtown Wausau. Plenty of sunshine here. A few clouds out there, but lots of sunshine. Calmer conditions as well. And it looks like a great start to our Friday. Temperature around the freezing mark, about 31 degrees right now in downtown Wausau. Heading towards the weekend. And of course, folks have either travel plans or just want to be outdoors. What can one expect? And of course, the person that can always give us that information is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, the sunshine has got me smiling from ear to ear. How are you?
It is fantastic to be able to see that sunshine. Just coming out and driving to work as the sun is rising and to feel the sunshine. Haven't had that much of it recently, and it just feels great to start the day off this way.
It sure does. Don't forget those sunglasses because it's right. Bright.
Woo. It is bright. You're exactly right. Because the angle, actually, it's funny. On days where it's sunny, and I have my car in my garage, when I'm backing out, the sun is right behind. I mean, it's blinding, actually. It's right behind. And my vehicle has one of those little cameras where you can see going backwards. You can't see anything because it's like the sun has exploded into the mirror.
No way.
But it's a good explosion, and it's good to, you know, I just have to turn around, make sure there's nobody behind. But it is certainly a bright start to the morning, and hopefully the start of something nice for the weekend.
You know, this weekend is going to be fantastic. There's plenty of sunshine on tap. The only downfall is that we've got a few clouds moving in by this afternoon. So today is actually going to turn into a darker, potentially dreary evening before we get to a beautiful and bright and honestly comfortable weekend. So what we've got going on today is two systems are nearing the state. One is going to swipe the southern half, and one is going to push a front right through here into northern Wisconsin. We are actually right in the middle ground where we may see nothing and stay completely dry and just get cloudy. I'm kind of hoping for that. We've had enough rain and snow, and we could use a break here. So let's hope for that. But at worst case scenario, we are looking at some light drizzle moving through later on this evening and through the overnight. It will be gone by tomorrow. Few clouds may linger early in the morning, so you may wake up shaking your fist at me like, Brittany. But it will get sunny through the afternoon, I promise you. Highs tomorrow will be in the mid-40s. It'll be a bit breezy through the day. And then Sunday, we're looking at even more sunshine and highs near 50. So just a fantastic weekend. Really, I strongly suggest get out, enjoy it, get the sunshine on you. It feels good. It makes you happy, all of that, because we are dropping colder on Monday.
But the good part of that is, I heard you talking, it's still going to be sunny, though, which is,
yeah.
Is that kind of odd that we kind of have sunny skies on the weekend, the temperature's closer to normal, and then stay sunny and have it go colder. It just seems a little odd.
It is a little odd. So what's going to be happening is Sunday night while we're sleeping is a cold front moves through. So it will get cloudy, but nobody cares while our eyes are closed.
That's right.
And it's going to snow a little bit in some places. So Monday morning, we could be waking up to a dusting or a trace on the ground. It'll be much colder after the passing of that front, and temperatures will only make it to the low to mid 30s on Monday. Plus the winds on top of that, it's really going to be feeling like the 20s. And then we drop to the teens Monday night. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to be feeling like the single digits potentially on Tuesday morning. But the good news is it's just one day. We'll get to the mid-40s on Tuesday, mid-50s on Wednesday, and we'll be nearing 60 by the end of next week. So spring weather is around the corner. I don't want to like leave you all on a Monday, what the heck, no. So I had to tease the rest of it.
Fantastic. No, that get up though towards 60, all of a sudden the jackets go away because people are ready to get out there without those jackets. So that's terrific news indeed. Well, what are the details for the weekend? Again, for those folks who are getting ready to take advantage from what you're saying, what are the details for the weekend forecast?
Oh, just beautiful. So today we'll see some clouds increasing. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees, maybe some light drizzle late tonight. Otherwise, tomorrow, bright and beautiful, a little breezy. Highs will be in the mid-40s tomorrow, and then they'll be near 50 as we go into Sunday. It'll be sunny and breezy still. And then Monday, we drop a little bit cooler into those mid-30s.
All right. Well, sounds like a great weekend. I know you always take advantage of the great weekend. So
I do.
I'm sure you will. Hey, have a lot of fun this weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye, guys.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us each weekday morning at 8:21 right here on 98.9 WXEO. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, sun is shining, temperature of 31 degrees, very light winds. Winds out of the southeast at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 26, relative humidity of 82%, the barometer at 30.31 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. So again, really a fantastic start. It looks like it's going to be a fantastic weekend as we start to feel like spring, and that's what we love to hear. And obviously with spring we start spring sports, and Brewers, boy, they've been up and down. They started off poorly, now they've won three in a row. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Bucks, talk about the Packers a little bit, Badgers, because the man who knows it all is our sports reporter Mike Clemens. We will talk to Mike Clemens coming up after an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment, everything to come, top and bottom of every hour. We keep you up to speed on what's going on. That's coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:28. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. At home show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube, be able to see a video. And there we go. We got the microphone went off there for a second.
Sorry about that. I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
I thought maybe we were breaking down there. But again, you can check us out at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel there. And also, again, be part of the show by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. But right now, hey, it is Friday morning, heading towards the weekend, another big sports weekend. And always great to talk to our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike, good morning.
Good morning to you, Chad.
Hey, there's always a lot to talk about, but one of the things that kind of jumped out here is, you know, we of course have the Final Four, NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four coming up this weekend. And one thing that there's never a downtime if you're a college basketball program or coach, and Greg Gard found out some disappointing news that John Blackwell is leaving Wisconsin, but going to the NBA. Is that the way it looks to you?
Yeah, we found out on Twitter yesterday afternoon. John Blackwell, the point guard, right behind Tanjay in terms of scoring for the Badgers, says, it's been my dream to be an NBA player, and I think I'm ready. And so I've decided to, it's not the transfer portal, he wants to leave Wisconsin to enter the NBA draft. And then Greg Gard had put out a statement shortly after, we've been talking to John about this, and, if this is what he wants, and hey, I'll call NBA teams and vouch for the guy. I fully support it. That's what we want to do here with our program. But they were counting on him coming back. He's a sophomore. So, if you get over the next several weeks and, the word from the scouts are, kid, I don't know if you would get drafted in those first two rounds or not. And, maybe you should just stay back in Madison. I don't know what room there would be for you right at this point. He could come back to Madison. He'd still be eligible. He has to make that decision, though, by Father's Day, by June 15th. So we'll wait and see how that goes. Otherwise, if his camp gets confidence that he's going to get picked, then he'll be in the NBA this time next year.
What's your take, actually? I mean, obviously you said it, he's a sophomore. Obviously he was a very important cog for the Badgers. But, I mean, of the names, you know, we hear a lot of the names, you know, flag right off the top, you know, the number one pick that teams are tanking for right now. What do you think? Do you think this may be a little bit early for him and that there is a chance he might come back?
It's kind of surprising, Chad, from the standpoint is we're in the NIL era and he's going to get something from
right.
Wisconsin. And, I just think he'd probably be better off one more year under Greg Gard and improve his stock. Maybe he feels like, hey, we had a good year. And I'm sure he's got an agent by now that's saying, "Hey, we think there's a chance you could start making NBA money next year."
It does seem like Greg Gard has really got the mentality for this new era. Some coaches we've seen, I think, have had a hard time moving into this era. Gard, for whatever reason, he seems to have been able to wrap his mind and his attitude around it. It's really helped him, and it's helped Wisconsin, I think, in the last year or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, and they did hire a guy, you know, to sort of be their GM too. But I still don't know much about it, and there still isn't kind of a structure for us to find out exactly what these players are making, how competitive it is. I think right now it's like way out of balance in terms of what schools are paying
right.
guys millions of dollars in college already versus $60,000 or $70,000.
So, yep, absolutely. So it'll be interesting to watch that develop. Last night, I mean, we've been for years talking about Giannis and what he does. And what he did last night just blows the mind that a guy that's 12 years into his career is still just putting the weight of his basketball team on his shoulders and putting up numbers, not just in scoring, but last night in assists and rebounds that we have never seen before. What a night.
Yeah, Bucks won last night over the 76ers, and the 76ers are hurt in terms of injuries, but they beat them in Philadelphia 126-113. The other day, Chad, Doc Rivers said, hey, I went to Giannis and said, you know what, you got to be a point guard. I mean, until we get Dame back, and Jericho Sims and Bobby Porter's back from suspension, and so he's taking that. He's distributing the ball. Doing his stuff from inside the basket, and he just tees off last night. He gets 35 points, 17 rebounds, and a career-high 20 assists. That's the best triple-double in NBA history last night in Philly.
The thing about it as well is that he has not been the number one guy talked about for MVP, but he has been as good as he's ever been this year, hasn't he? He's been out there almost every night, and he puts up, shooting percentage numbers, scoring numbers, assist numbers, rebounding numbers. Probably the only reason that he is not considered the MVP favorite would be the Bucks record, correct?
Either record or market size, attention sometimes. But there's a lot of the guys, though, they'll give it to Joker and, some of the other players that are in the league that, could make a difference. But, if you ask Doc Rivers, you say, yeah, we think the MVP's right here in Milwaukee. You're right.
Boy, since we last talked last week, the Brewers have been we're a week into the season, and the roller coaster has been incredible. They're giving up double-digit runs three games in a row, had an embarrassing opener at home against Kansas City, but then three games in a row where the pitching has really carried this team to three straight wins.
Yeah, last night they won 1-0 over the Reds, and the sigh of relief that you could hear from Pat Murphy's office after the game was what he got out of Nestor Cortes. Nestor Cortes is that pitcher they picked up in the trade with the Yankees. He makes his Brewers debut last Saturday and just gets drilled. What was that game, 20-9? His first three pitches all went for home runs at Yankee Park,
yep.
In that short right field fence. But, he just looked horrible against his old team. So he went to the mound last night, and thankfully he held the Reds. He got six innings in, too, which is important to Pat Murphy right now with as short as he is at pitcher. Six innings, held him to just one hit. Brewers get a 1-0 win last night. So Nasty Nestor Cortes was back on the mound last night. So that's the good news for the crew right now.
And also, the game before that, seeing Peralta go 8 innings. As an old-timer myself, I love that. They needed him to go deep, and he went deep.
But the other thing, though, Chad, was the excitement, and it looked like Brewer baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the bats going early. They get a guy on, and even though, you know, it ended up being a kind of a low-scoring game, 2-1, it's just the way they worked, you know, the runners to get them around and guys stealing and stuff like that, and, you know, and laying down the bunt, too, you know, to get the win. And they won the night before 5-0. They looked more like the Brewers that get a guy on base, then steal bases and, you know, small ball and do things to work the scores into the plate. So that was the good thing. Hey, here's the other thing. What was it, Tuesday night? A Tuesday night's game out there. And Doug Melvin is in the press box, the former GM.
Uh-huh.
And here's Tom Hardercourt. What is he doing? He retired a couple years ago, covering the Brewers after 35 years for the Journal Sentinel. So then you find out the thing for Yukis tomorrow night, the private get-together. They had this in so they had that day game on Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, they had a private celebration of life for Bob Uecker. Bob Costas was the MC. Pat Hughes, his former partner in the 80s, Uecker's now the, you know, the play-by-play for the voice of the Cubs, was there. Al Michaels was there telling stories. Joe Torre was there. And, you know, Ted Simmons and, you know, all these guys, you know, from his era, over the years, Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun, Christian Yelich get up and told. The producers from this movie, Just a Bit Outside, about the 82 World Series, they did a 20-minute video for this thing. It was a two-hour get-together, 600 people at this quiet invite. You don't see anything on the Internet about it. And to do that celebration, they're going to have a public one for the fans later this summer. That hasn't been announced yet. But isn't that cool, all these guys that got together just for Uecker?
Man, I'd pay a pretty penny to have a DVD of that one. That would be...
Absolutely. But you know what? It was private, and
yep,
that's the way Mr. Uecker would have done it.
Exactly. And, man, it's going to be quite an April when it comes to the Green Bay with the NFL draft coming. But NFL owners meetings, which are always interesting because some of the folks, the owners that you never hear from, actually talk. And you get a little bit more information that you may not have really, you know, you've been wondering. And one of the players you've been wondering about for Green Bay is Jair Alexander. Everything that we've heard, it sounds like he's on his way out the door. Has anything changed in that realm?
Yeah, from this standpoint, at one point, Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, was asked point blank, you know, they haven't done anything with him yet. And so they said, is there a chance he could be a Packer in the fall? And he said, yeah, we're kind of going through that right now. But the key point that he let out this time is, we're talking to John Thornton, his agent, about once a week or every other week. And so to me, Chad, what Goody has basically telegraphed is like, we're not going to pay what we're scheduled to pay this guy after missing half the games the past two seasons due to injuries. And so if Jair wants to come back to Green Bay, he's going to have to renegotiate that deal. And we need to come to agreement there. Otherwise, we're going to have to move on, and we're going to either trade him or have it released. But we're not going to put him back on the field for what he's doing that contract after what happened the last 2 years. So I think it might be up to Jair, quite frankly. I could be all wrong about that. Or maybe they're just waiting for the best deal because they swear they think he's a good player. And it's you know, not like he's a problem, but obviously they've already made some moves, like the guy they picked up from the Raiders, in the case that they lose him. Let me ask you this, too. The owners then did have a meeting. They voted on the tush push, whether to ban Philadelphia from using their special quarterback sneak play for Jalen Hurts. And the vote came to 16-16. They tabled it to the next NFL meeting this summer. What do you think of the play?
I don't like it at all because I must have missed something over the years, because back when I was a kid, I always thought there was a rule that you couldn't help a runner, that they would throw a flag.
You're correct. Think of the famous photo of the quarterback sneak by Bart Starr in the Ice Bowl, and Chuck Mersin, the running back, has his hands in the air. It looks like he's signaling touchdown. And Chuck told me, no, 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 no. I want to make sure the referee saw. I'm not pushing him. In 2005, they changed that rule for some reason, but that technically you could allow a player for a push like that, but not a pull. And so, you know, Nick Sirianni sees this. They perfected it. They've really worked on that technique. They do it better than anybody else, and their tight end will be pushing, you know, Jalen Hurts across for a first down or for a touchdown in some ways. So then they say at the combine, yeah, one team is has objected to this, and it's the Green Bay Packers. So we asked Goody, you know, in the conference room about it, and he goes, and I just found out about this yesterday. Yeah, I know there's some questions about safety, but it wasn't me. And then somebody got Mark Murphy in the hallway, the Packers president. He says, yeah, it wasn't my idea. So then it's like, so is it LaFleur? Why would LaFleur care? Because LaFleur, remember, he had the Tucker Kraft play a couple times last year.
Right.
You know, he ran that five times. Instead of a quarterback, he put a tight end in that sort of a situation. And so LaFleur was finally available this week, and he says he had kind of a scripted thing. Well, it's kind of a rugby-style play, and, you know, player safety is important to us, and blah, blah. And then someone said, did you write this, Matt? And he goes, no, other people wrote it. We've got people a lot smarter than me to put that together. Which makes me think, because I know that there's a NFL expert, injury expert, that said this could lead to a catastrophic thing. Mm. The NFL is full of what? Lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they've gone to their owners and say, that thing could cost you someday in court if you have a catastrophic injury from that play. And that's what got this. So then I said, well, someone's got to bring it up. Let's have the Packers. We gave them the draft. But let Matt pitch it. I think Matt was assigned to do it, not necessarily, you know, coming from him as a football coach. So they'll have another meeting on it. Then they end up could be banning it. And I like the play. I think it was innovative.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On Friday, the 2025 season opens for the Wausau West High School softball team. The Warriors will take on Lakeland. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Starting with the pregame show at 2:50 and the first pitch at 3. Wausau West Softball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West taking on Lakeland in the high school softball season opener. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 2:50 and the first pitch at 3 on Wausau's only radio home for high school sports play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app, and at YouTube.com as well. Hey, today is the final day that you can be able to win with our break into spring Text to Win statewide contest. Yep, more chances. You got 11 a.m. during Jane Matinera Show, 1 p.m. during the Todd Alba Show, 4 p.m. during, actually, I will be announcing it because at 4 o'clock we'll be doing the softball game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're tuned in during the softball game, I will pass along your text to win keyword. So that is coming up later today. But make sure you're listening for your keyword. And then after that, you have to use the Civic Media app. You open up the app. You open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. And all you have to do is hit the text button and then put in the word. In the 7 o'clock hour, I think the word was cash. That doesn't work anymore because that was done for
that
1 hour.
That was a void.
But all you had to do was put in cash and then hit send, and you were part of the drawing. And during the 7 o'clock hour, it was for $100 in cold, hard cash. Also, other prizes for the hourly prizes are a Chula Vista giveaway, which is a getaway, I should say, which is a fantastic little trek.
Oh, yeah.
Got Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, great seats over at American Family Field. And also, again, every time that you've entered over the past 2 weeks, including the final three chances later today, it will put you into our grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So we will have the final three opportunities coming up today, and then they'll take everybody that had signed up during each of the 40 different opportunities to win an hourly prize.
It's a lot of entries.
Yep, and they'll put them in for the final drawing to win that brand-new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So again, really, it's been a great contest. I see a lot of the hourly winners. You got Debbie from Wisconsin Rapids. You got Gail from New Berlin, Sean in Park Falls, Art in Blue Mound, Matt in Middleton, Priscilla in Park Falls. Lots of great winners. So make sure you're tuned in next with Jane at 11, Todd at 1, and then me during the ball game at 4 o'clock. We'll pass along those keywords, and then you have a chance to win in this Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest here on 98.9 WXEO and Civic Media.
So when are the winners announced anyway?
Well, the winners, the hourly winners have been put out there.
Okay.
They've been let known. They've been informed. And I'm guessing early next week, maybe by Monday, we'll have our grand prize winner. They'll let me know who it is.
So they have to go through all the people who submitted entries and make sure that.
Well, yeah. I think the good thing about it nowadays is these computers. You can put them all into sort of a computer, and you can automatically have everybody put in there and drawn, because you don't have to write out a slip and then
definitely a faster way to do it.
Put a hand into
tally
a big
sheet or something.
So I'm not even sure. I'm going to have to find out what the deal is in terms of taking all these many folks that will send in a text and then decide how they do the drawing. Is it some sort of computerized drawing or what? So I'm going to find that out. But by the way, have you ever seen the animated film Tangled?
Yes, I have. It's one of my favorite Disney movies. It's actually one of my sister's favorite Disney movies, too.
Did you know that they were planning on doing a live-action adaptation of that movie?
I have heard that. Yes, well, but then I saw on Facebook last night that they had paused it.
That's what I was going to say.
Which
that
I think is understandable, because the way with the Disney live action remakes. I mean, personally, I don't have anything against them. I think they're creative in their own way. It's just that there's been a lot of, how do I put this nicely? There's been a lot of opposition,
controversy.
Them. Yeah.
Controversy and opposite. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but, it's a lot of silliness in my mind. I mean, it's just.
They're not for everybody.
But it's silly, though. I mean, I just find it silly. But frankly, this decision is all dollars and cents. Basically, the underwhelming box office performance of Snow White has kind of led Disney to halt production on the live action.
I think that Disney needs to take a step back and really think about, how they want these movies to really be, maybe, because it shouldn't just be about the money. It should be about the story and the.
Well, also really fast, the folks that are protesting because they're not a white Snow White got to get a life. That's my two cents.
Yeah, some of the reasons are kind of silly.
8:58 is the time. Information update coming up, and then hour number two of the show coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.